This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on this rainy morning. Welcome to the month of March. I know that we are officially 4 days in, but I think it's still the perfect time to do that celebratory welcome. And I've got to say, this is one of my favorite months aside from June, because that's part of Gemini season, but March is one of my favorite months because it's in this month that we get to transition from winter to spring. I think daylight savings time starts at 12 a.m. on Sunday, March 8th, which means we'll be setting our clocks 1 hour ahead and losing an hour when we wake up in the morning. But for us in BC, this will be the last time that we're springing forward, and we'll never have to change our clocks back again. Our new time zone is actually going to be called Pacific Time. I have been waiting for this decision to take effect for years. It's been 10 years since I've been in the Lower Mainland area, and I remember hearing about this potential change. I don't know, it seems like maybe 8 years ago. It seems almost like 10 years, but it's been a while, and so I'm super, super thrilled that it is finally happening. Now, Sunday, March 8th, also marks a special day. It is also International Women's Day. And International Women's Day is a global movement and has been around since like 1911. Last Wednesday, Yasmin Samsek stopped by to chat about the International Women's Day March that is happening in Vancouver. It's happening this Sunday, March 8th at the Vancouver Art Gallery, the North Plaza, from 12 to 3. The International Women's Day 2026 theme is Give to Gain, and that's encouraging a mindset of generosity, collaboration, and shared progress. This year's theme also highlights the power of reciprocity, and when individuals, organizations, and communities invest in women, opportunities expand, systems strengthen, and societies actually thrive. So if you plan to head down to the Vancouver Art Gallery this Sunday, you can expect powerful speeches from local activists and community leaders, followed by a march across Vancouver, or I think in the downtown core area. Starting at 11 a.m., there will be a free sign-making station, so you can show Vancouver what you're marching for. And other entertainment includes a kids' activity table. There will also be a merch booth. And then there's also going to be ASL interpreters on site as well. So to stay up to date, you can head over to VancouverWomensDay.ca, or if Instagram is more your thing, their handle is at IWDMarchVan, MARCHVAN, and that is on Instagram. Now, there is a lot of stuff going on in March that I will be sharing on Intravenous this month. There is an event that's actually happening this week. So if you're looking for something to do, starting as early as tomorrow, the Gender Equity in Media Festival, also known as GEMFest, starts tomorrow, March 5th, and it goes until Sunday, March 8th. Last Thursday, I chatted with GEMFest Executive Director Anaïssa Visser. I also chatted with Hearst Chasing Director Teresa Alfeld, and also I chatted with Hearst Chasing Subject and Songwriter Cassidy Waring. So let's take a listen to our conversation. Hello and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and today I'm going to be talking about the Gender Equity in Media Festival, aka GEMFest, formerly known as the Vancouver International Women in Film Festival. GEMFest returns to VIF Center on March 5th to 8th. So I'm really, really excited to have this conversation at this very moment. It is the only film festival dedicated to women and gender diverse people in Western Canada. The festival showcases an impressive lineup of short and feature length films by established and emerging women, as well as gender diverse filmmakers from around the world. So today, listeners, I'm so thrilled. I have GEMFest Executive Director Anaïssa Visser. I also have Hearst Chasing Director Teresa Alfeld. And I also have Hearst Chasing Subject and Songwriter Cassidy Waring with me today. So I want to welcome everyone. It's a full house. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having us. Yeah, great to be here, Nicole.
Okay, so I have some questions to go around to everyone. And the first round of questions, I'm going to start off with Anaïssa, if that is okay. If you could please share with our listeners, what is GEMFest? You know what I mean? Like, tell us a little bit about this festival and like how long it's been happening.
Yeah, of course. So this is actually going to be our 21st year. It used to be called the Vancouver International Women in Film Festival, big mouthful. And we've had a name change in the last, I think it was in 2023 now, so almost 3 years ago, to GEMS Vancouver, Gender Equity in Media Society Vancouver. That's the nonprofit that I run. And under it, we have one of the things that we do is run this film festival, GEMFest, which celebrates women and gender diverse filmmakers from around the world, but we also have a special focus on local and Canadian talent. So we try to have a good chunk of the films also be locally reflective and be of the community. We've been doing this for 20. I haven't personally been doing this for 21 years, but there's been a dedicated team, you know, to this festival and working on this for going on 21 years, and we're really excited.
I am so excited that I stumbled on your guys' press release, because I've lived in this city for quite some time and I'm literally just finding out. So I am going to be there. With that said, what can attendees expect this year?
Yeah, so it's quite packed. It's not a long festival, but it's a jam-packed festival. We have we started on Thursday night with opening night, where we're playing Hearst Chasing and a short film called Berger's Angels, with a reception, and then we also have Q&A, so there's an opportunity to interact with the filmmaking teams, and we try to offer that for as many of our screenings as possible. So almost every thing that you attend, you'll have a chance for a talk back of some sort or like a Q&A. We also have dedicated panels about film industry topics, such as screenwriting, making your first feature film in Canada, distribution, funding. So those are all kind of the topics that we're going over this year in our panels. We have a special program dedicated to Black filmmakers from across Canada. Awesome. This is sort of like a micro version of something that I had conceived of, which was I really wanted to celebrate Black women and gender diverse folks from across Canada. This is the most marginalized community in film, and based on the data, and you know, it's so important to celebrate the folks that are doing this work and and overcoming such barriers to get there. So we wanted to make lots of space this year for that. And we have a festival party and award ceremony on the Saturday night. And we also have a pitch forum, which allows emerging or up and coming filmmakers to pitch one-on-one to potential producers or funders, which is a really cool industry component as well.
Absolutely. So this is definitely jam-packed, March 5th to 8th, guys. So a lot happening. I am so happy to hear that. I just before I pass it on to I pass on the questions, I just wanted to double check, is this event fully like an in-person event? Like there isn't any sort of online components?
Yes, it is entirely in person now. We used to have a hybrid model, but it wasn't sustainable for many reasons. We just weren't getting enough views online, so we've reverted to being fully in person.
No worries. I just wanted to like double check because sometimes we get the questions and all the things. So yes, love to hear that. You did pretty much kind of like foreshadow into the opening night and the fact that my next guest, their film is part of that. And so I am going to segue into talking to Teresa. So Teresa Alfeld is the director for Hearst Chasing, which is one of the films that is going to be playing on opening night. And I would just love for you to share, Teresa, a little bit about this documentary film. Like, what can you share?
Thanks so much, Nicole. This Hearst Chasing is a really special film about Cassidy Waring's journey as a musician facing CPTSD. With my feelings around it, what makes it so special, though, is not just Cassidy's story and the subject matter, but really the way this film was made. Cassidy and I first met. Oh boy, Cass, I should know by now. A few years back during the pandemic, just in a social situation through friends, and we connected immediately. And Cass shared her story alongside her music. And, the filmmaker in me got extremely excited and said, "Hey, you realize we have a film here, right?" But what was really important to me, and I knew off the bat was really important to Cass, was that this film was made incredibly collaboratively and with ongoing collaboration. And that started from day one with Cass mapping out how we wanted to approach this the story and production. We had the pleasure of working with Melissa James from Sigil Films and Taylor Johansson, our producers, and they brought that same ethos that we didn't want to fly in and just film cast and fly out. This was really about co-collaborating because of the nature of the subject matter and because of the complexity and depth and vulnerability of Cass's story and her family's story. So I'm exceptionally proud of this film and the way I got to work with Cass. I've learned so much from her. It was such a privilege getting invited into her world, and I cannot wait to share it with our hometown friends and family and audiences in Vancouver. This is our Vancouver premiere, our hometown premiere, and we just couldn't be more excited to do it at Gem Fest.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And my next question, because you talked about like the relationship that you obviously were able to build with each other through this project, how long did it take to put this together? Like, how long has the journey been?
Yeah, so I would say this film actually moved pretty quickly. And it was, we initially conceived of it more as a short. But as you'll note, it is currently a mid-length film because the story just kept expanding. And we all knew it needed sufficient room to breathe. But in terms of the timeline, I believe that Cass and I were really like working on our sort of pre-development and getting Melissa and Taylor on board around 23. And I think I met 22 rather. Cass and I met in 21. We started working on the film in 22, applied for funding with Telus Originals in 23, were successful in 24. That was production, and we delivered in 25. So it was actually, I've done other feature films and broadcast films that have taken quite a bit longer. This, I'm not sure what was happening, but like we were really just blessed with a fairly smooth process. And I'd like to think that was because of the care and intention that the whole team put into making this film.
I love it. And before I pass it on to Cassidy, my question to you, Teresa, is like, what would you say is your most proudest moment, throughout this journey? I'm sure there could be multiple, so don't feel like don't get stressed.
No, I'm gonna try and go with whatever comes to mind first. I think that was, I can't actually tell you because I can't spoil the film. I will say, without revealing things that take place in the film, just getting to witness Cassidy's journey and reconnection with family and the bravery and authenticity and vulnerability that she brought to every conversation she had in every day of filming, as getting to witness that made me extremely proud.
My heart. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now I'm going to pass it over to you, Cassidy, because the film is essentially about you, right? Like, I mean, you are, you know, the main sort of main character energy. But on top of that, too, your music is also part of this film as well. So my first question to you is, like, what was that like being sort of the subject for this film?
Oh, wow. It was such a privilege, really. I have always tried to lean into vulnerability in my music, and I've always used songwriting as a way to try to understand what I'm navigating internally. So just kind of naturally the vulnerability comes out, but I mean, being part of a film, and, you know, it's not just me, it's me having conversations with other people in my life. And that is just, that's a whole other story. That's a whole new experience, something that I hadn't done. And, but, you know, like Teresa mentioned, we just had such an incredible team, and there was such safety in our group. And we really wanted to make sure that all these interactions and conversations, everything was handled with the most care. And we had a mental health coordinator on board for the film as well. And that was really important to us. It was a really validating and healing experience for me.
Oh, that's incredible. And I do want to talk about the music, your music that was in the film. Like, was it like a combination of music you had already written, or were some pieces done specifically for this?
It was a combination. There's some music in the film that was written before and some that I had started writing before and was kind of finishing. And, you know, you kind of see that throughout the film without giving too much away. It was a combination, I would say.
Oh, I love to hear that. I am really looking forward. I do want to see this, not just because we're chatting, guys, but I mean, I will say, like, I lived in Calgary for like 13 years of my life. So I just feel, with that Calgary connection, I have to see it. So I did ask you before we hit record if you had the opportunity to see the film as of yet. I don't want to give anything away, but what are your thoughts now that you've seen it?
So I had the opportunity to watch the film during the process at different stages, and then was able to attend a couple screenings that were out of town. And it's really emotional. It's a really surreal experience to sit in the audience and watch yourself and your loved ones and your story on the screen. But I'm not even really sure how to fully answer that question yet. No, maybe I need some more time to process, but it's really special, and I'm really happy with the way that it's turned out, and I feel very held and taken care of by everyone involved, and I hope it helps people feel seen and not alone in their own mental health, trauma, grief, whatever it is that they're working through.
I am really looking forward to it. Again, this film will be airing on the opening night, and before I kind of get into, like, the major information, like how can we get connected? How can we get tickets? I do want to ask, just from everyone, is there anything else that you want to share about this festival or the film that you might not have shared already? Just want to give that last sort of, since we're here.
I can go ahead and just and this is maybe more part of talking about the screening itself, but this we're not just screening the film. This is a really special night, and there's a number of components of opening night that I'm just so excited about. So not only Osgood's film alongside ours, but like we talked about earlier, Cassie will be coming up for Q&A with me and other folks, and then Cassie will be performing a short live set, which I've seen this girl perform like 8 million times at this point, and I still cry every time. Like, I'm so excited for audiences, especially in the VIFF theater. I think it's going to be really beautiful to get to witness Cassidy's music firsthand, and it adds so much. We've been really lucky to have Cassidy perform at a few other screenings, and it adds a whole other layer and dimension to the film
Of course.
experience. So I really want to encourage folks, to come to opening night so you get that alongside the film as well as the reception, which I think Anaïssa can speak more to.
Love that. So
Yeah.
it's going to be a full-on event. Do you know what I mean? Like it is, I'm happy to hear that.
Absolutely. And I think to echo Teresa, I think opening night's definitely going to be an incredible night. It's very special. It's we're so excited and grateful that Cassidy is performing, and we're also just I'm personally really looking forward to the conversation. I've seen both the films, and I'm very curious about how this will kind of play out. The films are quite different, but also touch on sort of topics of safe spaces and mothering, and there's just a lot of things that I'm just like I want us to
See.
be there and dig deep and hear what there is to talk about, and there's a lot, very rich conversation potential. And then of course having a reception right after allows for people to really mingle and talk to each other about the film experience, and that's not something that every screening is going to have, because a lot of these screenings are like you leave one and then you've got something else or you've got another, and there's not really like room to talk. So there's a really special thing about opening night, which gives that sort of point of connection that you start to form through that experience of being able to talk to, your friends, but also strangers and other filmmakers and folks and artists that are in the audience that want to exchange about what they've just seen. And I think this film, the two films, but there's sort of like just such rich potential for
For
connection,
connection.
a genuine connection outside when you get when you exit the theater. And I think that that's something I'm really looking forward to. And then yeah, on things that we didn't mention about the festival, like it's a nonprofit structure. It's really relies on attendance, ticket sales, the submissions of filmmakers, the fees that we kind of have to charge to be able to make this thing happen. And so like truly it means so much for every single person to show up. Is it actually has a real impact, and that makes such a difference to our organization and our ability to keep championing diverse voices in our screen industries in Canada. So you're not just paying for an event, you're also kind of like putting hopefully your money towards a cause that you can care about and feel proud to be a part of. So really excited to, yeah, I can't believe it's in a week. I'm losing my mind. I'm excited, but also like so much to do. It's gonna be great. I really feel it this year.
Yeah, I feel it too. I feel good energy. And Cassie, I just want to make sure you did you have anything extra you wanted to share?
No, I think I'm good. Yeah, thank you so much for
Awesome.
having me.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so thrilled to have been able to, like, again, with this short time frame before the festival happening, I'm just glad that I was able to like connect with all of you. I do want to, because this is really important, as you mentioned, Anaïssa, that ticket sales are really important. So let's share how people can purchase tickets. What is the easiest way for people to get connected online? Like, is there a website easy that, and yeah, if you could share that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the best, easiest way to get straight to GemFest is gemfest.org, GEMFEST.org. That will take you straight to the festival. If you want to peruse the rest of the website, we're at gemsvancouver.org, and that tells you more about the organization that runs the festival. Then you can buy tickets directly on the website there. You'll see a sort of calendar view that allows you to click through and purchase tickets. Another thing I should mention is that all of our films this year have either open or closed captions.
Okay,
We're really trying to kind
awesome.
of prioritize accessibility bit by bit. We're a small festival with a small capacity, but this is something that we did that we think is important. And so if any of your listeners benefit from that they should know that all of the films have either open captions or closed captions on a device that the box office can provide. So it's really special year for that reason as well. And that's something I think audiences should be aware of and be able to spread the word about too.
Absolutely. And just for listeners' sake, if you were driving or all the things that you were listening, no stressing, I will put all the links in our show notes for today. So you can easily get access to purchase tickets. And lastly, before I kind of round it up, is you can also purchase a pass, correct? Like you can do individual
Yeah, there's
tickets
a
and a pass?
festival pass as well,
Okay.
but opening night is not included in the pass, so
Fair.
please note that if you want to come to opening night, you do have to buy an opening night ticket.
Awesome.
But a pass includes all the other regular priced screenings and panels.
Amazing. Okay, I want to thank you so much for chatting with me today, Anaïssa, Teresa, Cassidy. Thank you for aligning all your schedules to allow for this conversation. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I just want to plug the dates again for GemFest. It is happening at the VIF Center from March 5th to 8th. So literally days away, guys, pretty much as you're listening to it. It is days away. As I mentioned, I will have all the links for you in the show notes so that it's easy for you to purchase tickets. And this is Nicole Hines, and you've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded coast, Salish territories. Thank you again for joining me, everyone. And I am back. So that was our conversation about GemFest that actually is starting tomorrow and ends on Sunday. So again, if you would like more information or to purchase tickets, ticket information right away would be at gemfest.org. And if you want to get more information about the festival and organization, head over to gemsvancouver.org. I will have all of the links and such in the show notes for today. Now I'm going to play a track from Cassidy Waring. Here is Cassidy with the song Hearse Chasing.
Way out, every betrayal.